Blog Talk Radio.
Happy Thursday night to everybody on the second night of Passover and getting really close to Good Friday, which is tomorrow, and of course Easter Sunday, which is Sunday. How's everybody doing? I hope everybody's doing really good. Another night here in paradise of the island in the north, Puget Sound. When I say paradise, it's hard to imagine when it's so beautiful like it is right now that there's so much other stuff going on in the world that's so difficult and so hard. But I hope that you all are having a better day today and a good night, and that you hugged your kids and you called your mom and dads and told everybody that is in your family that you loved them, and that mostly that you were able to have a little time for prayer and sending support to the people that really need it out there, because that's what we can do. That's the best thing we can do. Keep practicing social distancing, of course, and it seems more than anything in the whole world that it works, and it's making some sort of a difference for sure. Like we talked about earlier this morning, you know, we don't want to be complacent about the things that are happening, meaning not take anything for granted and maintain the routine that we're sort of established for ourselves, as difficult as it is at some points to stay home literally as much as possible, and remember, pool your resources with shopping and make sure that you can plan it out and know exactly what you want to do before you get to the market. Now, a lot of people are doing the pre-ordering thing with, calling your order in and then being able to drive up and have them bring it right to your car. They use texting to be able to let them know that you're there. Now, that doesn't work for everybody. In some cases, you know, people may not have the credit card available and that sort of thing, or they may be using IC cards, which I don't believe they can take over the phone like they normally do. Credit card, though, you might want to check on that. But it's a less of a risk if you can work it out somehow to get your groceries pre-picked and delivered to your car door without you having to actually do anything other than just drive up and pick it up. Really important thing. You know, as the days pass, we're finding ourselves with, learning about better ways or different ways, at least not, I wouldn't say better, but ways that we can deal with the situation that we're all in together and get through another day. So that's really the purpose of, interacting with each other and talking. And that's one of the reasons we started this bi-daily broadcast, just so we can sort of keep abreast of what's happening and some of the changes. I wanted to talk about one thing that's just, you know, really hit me today when I was reading, doing some of my little checkups on the show and things that are going on. And it's just, you know, I was thinking about how certain businesses are open and certain businesses are closed. I saw that, of course, the alcohol, sales have gone really, really way up tremendously. A lot of people are buying wine and beer and whatever other libation they really like, and that's totally fine. But I did see a couple of young people's posts waking up, obviously looking pretty hungover, and One guy wrote something like, I wish I knew where I was. I don't know where I am. And then there were, of course, the comments. And the comments really, really said more than anything to just don't overdo it, people. Just take it easy, you know, be smart. But one of the things I wanted to talk about is the vaping thing, just really quick. And, they've been doing a lot of talking and research on how especially young people have started to do this, vaping, smoking of, cigarettes instead of cigarettes, not to mention the fact that, it's the very popular use these days of, you know, of smoking pot and that kind of stuff. But the thing that's really important that we're hoping that more and more people understand is you have to really take care of your lungs right now. It's really, really important. You have to do everything you can to get them as strong as possible. And there's some different breathing exercises you can do. And the reason for this is, in the event that the possibility might, you know, come to you that you may be, you know, faced with this disease, one of the things that's really, truly important is to have your lungs in really, really good shape. I really think that more than anything, if you are ever decided that you wanted to quit smoking, if you ever decided that you wanted to, you know, take a break and get healthier, the best thing you could possibly do is use this as a good reason to do it. Now, I know it's hard. It's one of the hardest things in the world to do. And I'm not preaching here, but I'm just saying, just take it a little easier. Try to get your lungs as strong as possible. That's the articles and little information that I read today to see. It also has the same thing to do with people that might have smoked for years and quit, you know, over the last couple of years. You know, when your lungs are a little bit weaker, that's where, unfortunately, this illness hits you the hardest. So just be aware of it. Maybe cut back a little bit. And continue to do the breathing exercises, which they are posted all over the place to strengthen your lungs. It's, they recommend doing it twice a day. It's basically slow breathing. It's taking a breath in, holding it, and releasing it, doing it about 5 or 6 times in a row, and then getting on your stomach and taking a series of short breaths for about 10 minutes in and out to just release the oxygen and the air from your lungs. And it's almost like just doing a 10-minute lung workout. And you can look it up if you want to and read a little bit more about it. It's definitely something to think about. All right, that's as much information in that area I'm going to give you tonight, but it came flagging right on my board here, which is latest announcements and things that should be made. I believe we have Ms. Rhonda E. on the phone with us. Rhonda E., how are you doing?
I'm doing fine. How about you?
Yeah, I'm doing okay. On the air.
Good.
On our show.
Good. So
how was your day today?
All of you, it was a good day. So I got a little bit of news tonight. So a lot of you listeners may not know. My grandma, for one, is on hospice. She's 96 years old. And anyway, that's been going on. But the other news I got was one of my good friends that I actually adore, and I won't mention her name. She's just been one of the greatest friends I've had through my family's ordeal too. She has had some pretty huge health issues, but she got a letter tonight, that she was exposed to COVID-19 and she's been having symptoms. So if you could be praying for her, lifting her up, you know, with good thoughts and good vibes right now, she's going in to be tested tomorrow. She was basically exposed in a doctor's office, supposedly. So in that being said, just encourage people that, you know, for people who think it's impossible, you know, that this can't happen to them, it obviously can. So just asking for everyone to be aware, to use good safety measures, you know, and at the same time to realize that there is just no guarantees when you're out there in the public, whether it be in a doctor's office, whatever, you know, I mean, people aren't going to know what's going on or who's what, whatever you want to call it. So just, yeah. Anyway, so prayers for my friend. Like I said, I won't mention names of whatever in sort, but a heads up for people to, you know, once again, do that love factor, 6 feet away, 10 feet away, whatever, wear those masks. Do the best you can. Wash your hands. Show the love. And be aware that, you know, it's not to put fear in there, but it's also to put wisdom there to say it's ever so real. So, anyway, that's kind of what's coming
for me
tonight.
All right, well, thank you for that information. And sorry about your friend. And we will all be thinking of her and sending her prayers and love.
Thank you.
And hope the best outcome actually comes out of that. Anyway, we're just, you know, we're just facing a lot of stuff. You know, I've tried to refrain from, you know, getting too much into the details of things, but things are changing so fast that I can't help but mention what's going on right now. And there's, you know, I'm going to dedicate one of these shows to the fact that I can do some serious venting about all this, because it is my show and I can do that, but not tonight. It's just, you know, like I always, you know, try to say, I think we lost Rhonda. Too bad, right, on that. But anyway, I want to make sure that people very clearly get the right information and make sure that you hear the kind of stuff that, you know, is really, really important. You know, and that gives you optimism, makes you feel really good, and gets you through the day. All right. Got some couple of different recipes that came my way today that I thought I would share with you. And I think they're pretty exciting. One of them is a rice ball, an Italian rice ball. And I think that one of the great things that that happen in a rice ball situation is that you can make them in advance, and you can put them in the freezer when you're, you know, done with it, and pull them out as you need them. So basically, you just here's what you do. If you're a vegetarian, you can make a mixture of some peas and roasted peppers and grilled onions, saute them, get them in a nice frame of spice, and probably chopped up but not too fine, and then set them aside to cool. Then go ahead and make your rice. And I would use like a good, you know, if possible, a good Italian rice, like Arborio rice, and make a good batch of that and let that cool. Then what you're going to do is when everything is at a good room temperature, you're going to set up a plate with some breadcrumbs and some eggs and some flour, and you're going to get ready to take this rice, and you're going to take it wearing gloves. In one hand, you're going to take a whole scoop of rice, and you're going to hollow out the center. Then you're going to take that vegetable mixture and put them in the center of the rice, and then make your rice ball and put it around that ball. And then once they get you get them all made, then you're going to take a little bit on your layout, a little bit of roll them in flour. Then you're going to dip them a little bit in some egg wash. And what I usually do is just take a light brush and just brush them with egg, and then roll them in the breadcrumb mixture. You can use Japanese breadcrumbs and stuff. Now, what I like to do the best is, instead of frying them, I put them on a sheet pan. So get them all and put them on a sheet pan, and then take a little teaspoon of a little bit of olive oil over the top of each one, throw them in the oven, and bake them at 350 for about 20 minutes. Remember, everything's cooked, so really what you're doing is trying to get the golden brown crust. Now, while that's cooking, just use a simple tomato sauce. You might have some already made, or just make a really simple tomato sauce with some puree and spices and garlic. And just take that, and once they're cooked, scoop a little bit of that sauce right over the ball, add a little Parmesan cheese to it, and guess what? You're going to have something called arancini, and it's delicious. Now, the ones that you don't use, you can fry. I'm sorry, you can freeze, put them away in the freezer, and you'll be in really good shape. So I hope you'll try that little dish for sure. All right, I'm going to play a little song, and I'll be right back. Thank you. All right, I love that song. I figured I'd just have to have a little bit of a break, and that always seems to take all the stuff that's a little tense and you know, just a good way to sail into the night sky. All right, last week I had a pretty decent experience with the International Space Station, and I was able to see it about 6 or 7 nights in a row, and really, really cool. And I just, today to see what the sightings are like. And unfortunately, now at this point of time, it's moved away and we're not going to be able to really see it too often in the Northwest. But it was just something really good and made me think about a lot of different things. And it really, gave me that little ray of hope in some of those early days of what we're doing right now and what we're going through. It was that little break to go outside and get a little fresh air. And I really encourage everybody to do that. It's really, really important to just take the time to, aside from being in your isolation space and everything that we're doing, just to get outside a little bit, and just to get a little fresh air and take a walk and all that stuff. Anyway, I want to give a big shout out to all the local restaurants that are doing takeout and to go. And it seems like, they're doing really well for the most part, and they're trying to keep things going. Some of them have applied for this paycheck loan from the government. There's been a lot of problems on that front for some restaurants to qualify and get what they, get that help. The whole thing is, the idea is to inject some cash into some of the businesses. So they, number one, can take care of some of the utilities and things like that. And they also can give keep the payroll going for some of their employees, which is really important. So I hope that some of the restaurant listeners and people that might be interested in that keep applying and try to get something like that going. It's really, it's just hard to hear the stories of so many people that I talk to every day now that are out of work and that know that it's going to be a long road until, the restaurants reopen and they can kind of go back to their normal jobs. And unfortunately, many restaurants are not going to reopen because it's just, it happened so quick. They had no time to prepare. The other thing I heard about today, which is really interesting, is that there's so much food that's going to waste because restaurants are not getting their deliveries, especially in local produce. And I was thinking how great it would be if some of the restaurants in between their limited hours for doing to-go orders, if there was somehow a way that some of these kitchens can be dedicated into helping some of the farmers prepare some of these foods in a certain way and turning them into frozen products and things like that could be offered for retail, since restaurants are closed, and maybe some of that money can be turned back to the farmers. Hopefully somebody's thinking about that in the same way that I just mentioned it. But I'm going to explore it and investigate it to see if I can get some kind of a movement going in that area. There's a lot of small farms in our area that really depend on, sourcing their inventory to companies that usually distribute it to restaurants or retail outlets. And a little more research on that and hopefully be able to give you some more information. All right, we're going to go ahead and play a little bit more music for the rest of the night. And I'm looking forward to seeing you guys, or hearing you guys and talking to you guys all tomorrow morning. So here comes another song that I think you might like, and we'll be back. All right. Song called Your Sweet Plea. All right, everybody. Thank you all for listening tonight. We look forward to seeing and talking to you tomorrow. We'll have more information and more things going on. Have a good rest this evening. Be safe and take it slow. This is Chef Gerardo with Foodomania. See you tomorrow.